in Luke chapter 5. I'm going to be focusing in on verse 9 through 11. In Luke chapter 5. It's in the New Testament. The book of Luke, once you've found that, please say amen and stand in reverence to the word of the Lord. We're going to just read these two verses and then Pastor Gerton is going to move on. I'll be reading from the New International Version. The Bible says, "For he and all his companions were astonished." Somebody say astonished.
Astonished.
"Were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.' So they pulled their boats up on shore." Watch what they did. They left everything. The Bible says they left everything and followed him.
All right.
Many of us, I believe, would, if we had the opportunity, would make suggestions to the Lord of the things that we want. I mean, think about it. All of us, we ought to know. I mean, come on, it's us. We ought to know what we need. We ought to know what we want. And I believe that if you had an opportunity to head to the storehouse in heaven, I believe all of us would rack up with some of the things that we believe that we want. Some of us believe that we deserve, and certainly that we hope for. But today, what I want to deal with is the fact that some of us don't get what we want. In this particular passage of Scripture, it's a very familiar story. Y'all know that these men who were fishing, they had given up. They were doing what they knew they were supposed to do. But they had given up because they weren't receiving what they expected to receive. Amen? Somebody here listening to me?
Amen.
All right, just doing a market test, making sure I'm talking to the right people. They weren't receiving what they expected. They're doing what they always did, yet there were no fish. So they gave up. They pulled in their nets and they headed back to shore. Surely they were frustrated. Come on now. Let's just be honest. You put in a full day's work and you come home and you, at the end of the week, you expect a check. And one doesn't show up. But you can't be mad. Yeah, I know you're frustrated. Come on, let's just be honest. I know that they were frustrated. So they gave up, pulled their nets in and headed back to shore. But to be sure, for all of us, no matter where you are, no matter what your address is, no matter what you go through, no matter how many degrees you have, how much money you have in the bank, all of us have to admit that sometimes we wonder, where's God in all of this? But I stopped by here to let somebody know today that he's right there. He understands what you're going through. He knows your frustrations. He knows that some of y'all done gave up. You done maxed in. You done turned in your Bibles and put them down or in the back window of the car. He knows that you're taking a cross around your neck and you tried to rub the tattoo off your arm. He knows that you've given up because you're frustrated with what life has thrown at you. See, here's the truth. Life comes with ebbs and flows. Life comes with ups and downs. I know I got some witnesses in here that life is filled with what we call swift transitions. And they can sometimes prevent us from getting what we think we want, what we think we deserve, what we think we need, and certainly what we hope for. And because God is no respecter of persons, sometimes we can become jaded and bitter. We can walk through life going through the motions because we've not gotten the things that we want. The relationships, they're not working out the way we thought they should. I'm just trying to walk down somebody's alleyway this morning. So we start going through the motions and living from one afflicted state to the other. Y'all feel what I'm saying? We start walking through life, going through literally bill to bill, sickness to sickness, ailment to ailment, and paycheck to paycheck. Y'all gonna pray with me today. From one crisis to the next, and see what I call customized knee-jerk solutions to everything that comes to pass. So what do you do when life gives you lemons? What do you do when life's not producing and seems barren? What should you do? What should your response be with what life sends your way, the challenges? Many of us, we take our life into our own hands. Come on now. Self-help books. The theology of Oprah. Dr. Phil. Dear Abby. Is she still alive? I don't know. Y'all feel what I'm saying? We take our life into our own hands, and some of us even self-medicate. Addicted to crack cocaine, pornography. Come on. I know I got some folk in here doing what I'm talking about. If it ain't you, it's somebody you know. And we get self-absorbed in the lives of other people so that we might be able to walk vicariously through their life in an effort to avoid facing what's really going on in your life. I'm just trying to help somebody here today. So rather than do what the Bible says, we subscribe to magazines. All we got to do, y'all, what does it say? Follow him. I've already preached. Follow him. All we got to do is just follow Christ. We try to escape the day-to-day struggle, and all we really got to do is follow Christ. Some folk in jail right now, but all they had to do was follow Christ. Some folk are on the streets right now, living on the street, but all they had to do was follow Christ. Some people, and you know who they are, they disgruntled. Every day they walk into work, it's sure enough like work. All they had to do was just do what the Bible says and follow Christ. In other words, some of us begin to worship what worries us rather than giving up everything and just follow Christ. So if you came here today toting your basket full of lemons, if you walked in here today and you're confused by what you can't control, what I want to help us understand is that just like in Luke chapter 5, God is still in the miracle working business. I believe today if somebody came in here and you needed something today, I believe you came in here and you're weighted down in your mind. Some of y'all don't want church to end because you don't want to face what's on the other side of tomorrow. And what you need, look at your neighbor and say, you need a mind-blowing experience.